I remember the first time I saw Sridevi. She was in a golden gown with golden eyeshadow and a golden crown, fluttering her eyelashes and trilling nonsense lyrics about being the fabulous Hawa Hawaii. That song would blare out of radios all over India in the late 80s in little corner stores selling cigarettes. The film was Mr. India, a great sci-fi Bollywood romp about a man who had a watch that made him invisible. But she stole the film as the do-gooder journalist, who could also dress up as Miss Hawa Hawaii or Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie!
Come on, Charlie!
You don't know about Charlie Chaplin?
In a Bollywood filled with beautiful women, she was something special. She was one of Bollywood's few female superstars who could carry a film on their own shoulders, not just as the singing, dancing, arm candy or damsel in distress, though she played plenty of those too. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Sridevi started out as a child star in South Indian films. She was 4 and she often played gods. By the time she was 10, she played her first romantic lead. When she came to Bollywood, she ran down green fields in clingy chiffon. Or the camera focused on her sashaying, swinging derriere as men in tight white pants chased her. Those hips didn't lie. But the face with the huge luminous eyes was mesmerizing. An interview on CNN asked her if it was true that the camera loved her.
Well, I always felt it's the other way around. I love the camera.
In interviews, she was painfully awkward, ill at ease. On screen, she was transformed, flirtatious, confident, equally adept at romance, comedy, or writhing like a snake in one film. I don't think anyone played more double roles than her. Mother, daughter, twins separated at birth, the meek Anju, painfully shy and scared. Or the happy-go-lucky Manju, eager to drink her beer and leave someone else to foot the bill.
Pocket, ek bottle beer dena please.
Beer khalas ho gaya.
Either way, she was the woman trying to live on her terms in a world made by men.
Main to sirf ek aurat hoon jo mardon ki banayi is duniya mein apni
shart
se jeena chahti.
She probably never realized it, but somewhere along the way, Sridevi, the queen bee of Bollywood films of the 80s, became a gay icon in a country where homosexual sex was illegal. A few years ago, Satyamev Jayate, a social affairs show, had an episode on child sexual abuse. Harish Iyer, a gay activist, talked about how as a boy he'd been abused from the age of 7 for over a decade. He said one person who he escaped to was Sridevi.
I am an ardent Sridevi fan.
She was the one who always came out on top, and no villain could ever finally conquer her. She was his happy ending, even if it was in a fantasy.
Sridevi was one character of force for me. Because in every film, in the end, she killed the villain and she won. You know, like happy endings.
Then, in true Bollywood style, the real Sridevi appeared to a star-struck Harish Iyer and thanked him for sharing the story about the hell he had been through.
That makes you a real hero.
Thank you so much.
This was the second coming of Sridevi. She quit films for marriage and motherhood, and then, 15 years later, at a time when Bollywood actresses typically have to play weepy mothers, she came back to the screen in 2012. This time, as a hesitant housewife in New York, struggling to learn English.
I, Shashi, from the India.
No, Shashi, not from the India. From India.
Why India, not the India? Why America, the United States of America?
Her Twitter bio still says, actor, mom, housewife, actor, again. She seemed to be enjoying her second innings as an actor. She still didn't like doing interviews on CNN-IBN as she promoted her latest film, Mom, in 2017. The anchor asked her how she looked back on a career of some 300 films.
But do you ever pat yourself on the back and say, well done, I mean, you know, I worked hard, I did some great movies.
Still time for that, I think.
Turns out, there was not. Sridevi died suddenly last week at the age of 54, just months before her own daughter was to have her Bollywood launch. Gone like a flash of lightning without a chance for anyone to say goodbye. Except in the movies.
Achha, main chalti hu. Tata. Bye-bye. Cheerio. Sayonara. Khuda hafiz.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. I love